What are some classic family stories, jokes, or songs? Like anything that you, oh yeah, that's a classic joke or something like that?
I mean, classic joke in Armenian, and I don't think if I tell you classic joke in Armenian, it's going to make a sense in English, Alkis.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So, okay, so we're going to ask you some questions about, you know, me and what did you expect of me as a child. So, what did you expect of me when I was born? Like, your dreams or expectations of your child?
My expectation and dreams, first thing I will... I always look forward for you to be respectful, to be healthy, to be humble, to study, to be a good student, you know, be successful in life, pursue some dreams, whatever, you know, you dream for, be active in sports, you know. I know you like basketball. You have a lot of opportunities to be a good basketball player. It's all about working, work ethic, you know. The sky is the limit, you know. I don't know how much you want to pursue.
So what way in life did you want me to succeed? Like, what way? Like business or anything like that?
Well, you become a teenager now. You have to choose. You have to choose your way of life, you know, which direction you want to take. For personally me, I want you to be successful in learning and study, you know, be successful businessman, whatever path you're going to take, whatever profession you're going to choose. I want you to be the best you can be.
So, as a child growing up, as a little kid, before I could actually remember anything, like as a 2 year or 3 year old, how was I?
Terrible. You were very active. Yeah, you were, you know, we have to chase you all over the house. We have to put the double locks on each door because you were trying to open the doors and go outside. You know, you are a full hand, you know. We got our hands full.
Yeah. So, for me, for you guys having children, when Avo was born, my brother... What was my reaction? Because I don't remember when my brother was born.
When Avo was born, you were jealous. Because before Avo, it was all about you. Everybody pay attention to you. When Avo is born and everybody start to, you know, give attention to Avo and hold him, you know, and you start to be jealous. And I remember one occasion, you put a pillow on top of the Avo's crib. So we... On his face, he almost suffocated. We just got there in time to rescue Avo.
Is that a true story?
A true story, yes.
Well, I have a few more questions about how you wanted me to. Are you proud of me as a child?
Yes, so far so good. I'm proud of you. You know. I can see you trying hard to succeed in the school and your sport. You're respectful. That's one of the good things I like about you, that you respect the elders. You know, you have manners. You know, you follow the rules. You study good, and I'm proud of you. And you got to keep getting better and better.
One last question, and then we're off. What are you going to, your future, in your mind, what is it going to be like in the next 15 or 20 years?
For me or for you?
For us as a family.
For us as family, 15, 20 years, I'm going to retire, you're going to work, you're going to have a family, you're going to be successful person in your life, be good relationship with your family, with your mother, father, and your brother, respect each other, you know, and show us your love.
Thank you so much for taking your time to come and have me talk with you personally about your family heritage, your relatives in war, and memories, and just about you having children. And I really thank you for having the time and coming and talking to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I wish you all the best in your life. Sky is the limit for you. Stay strong and be healthy.
Thank you.